longer the game went on, the more impressive Kerry were. You know, from our own point of view, I suppose the disappointing thing would be that that I suppose, you know, most other days we take to the field, you know, we have standards that we work towards, you know, and just we weren't there the day. And you know, you have to hand it to Kerry. Like, I mean, obviously they've been in 9 of the last 10 All Ireland finals, and they played like it today. You know, and I think if you stand off them and you give them too much respect, I think we've done that today. That they'll play, they'll crucify you, and they'll play through you, and they'll play over the top of you. You know, and for us that was a disappointing thing today. You know, that we didn't really have the passion or the hunger, you know, to make it competitive. And I think, you know, you know after a good start, I think we had a couple of chances then, wides and stuff, and it sort of got to the lads a wee bit more than it should have, you know. And I think they felt in their own minds that everything had to go for us today in order to get the victory, but that's not necessarily the case. You know, we have to learn to deal with wides and mistakes and things like that there, and keep coming back, you know. And we normally do that, and we didn't do it today. So I mean, if we can get to the bottom of them issues, Charlie, and take the lesson from that, then it's obviously a valuable experience for us, you know, 10 weeks out from championship. And I think that's the key thing for us now, you know, to take whatever lessons that are within the game and to bring them forward. And I suppose after today, when we get back on the training pitch on Tuesday night, just build towards Sunday now and see, can we get a positive reaction against Mayo on Sunday in Ballyshannon? If we can, then that'll be a positive thing for the team, you know.
Yeah. Figured out fairly quick what sort of a system you were playing, and counteracted it very early on as well. There was a goal chance from Kerry Leasy, perhaps should have passed the ball and didn't, and then 2 minutes later there was a goal at the other end. Little things like that can change matches.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the calibre of the player in the Kerry dressing there is fantastic, you know, and the younger players that came in the day, you know, that they integrated were, you know, seamless from the point of view of what they were trying to do. So, I mean, that's the benchmark, and it has been for the last 10 years, you know, even though they're not All Ireland champions at the minute, it is the benchmark in the country, and it's what you try to aspire to get work towards, you know. It's just disappointing, you know, for us that, you know, as I said earlier, a lot of the things that we normally execute, we didn't execute today. And I think in order to be able to be competitive, particularly down here away from home against a team of that calibre, you know, you need to be at yourself in relation to your own game plan, and we weren't today.
Yeah. Down and beating Mayo today, I heard you saying you hadn't heard that result, so that puts them on to 4 points. It looks as if you're going to have to win at least 2 of the last 3 games, Jim, so a bit of pressure there. I know that you said that the championship is the focus, but I know you'd also like to stay in Division 1.
Oh, naturally enough. I mean, we'd be pushing hard to try and, you know, get as many points as we can for the next 3 games, without a shadow of a doubt, you know. But I suppose our key aim is to build towards championship, you know, and try and look at the younger lads in the squad and integrate them into the thing, you know. But I suppose at the minute it's hard to think about that after a defeat like today, you know. And we have to go away, and we have to be honest with ourselves now, and we have to look at the performance honestly, and we have to look at where we're at, and we have to look at what we can improve on and take the lessons from it and take it on the chin and just move on and take the positives towards next Sunday, because the negatives are not going to win you a game, you know.
It's the most disappointing thing, having come back from a poor performance against Leash and played well against Cork, going back to a poor performance today again.
I would say the disappointing today was maybe psychologically, like, you know, we give them too much respect, and because we give them too much respect, we played off them, you know, and we didn't really deliver the things that we wanted to, you know. And that was a disappointing thing, really. And they know that themselves. Like, you know, you've seen them, Charlie, umpteen times in the last couple of years. You know the effort and the work rate and the commitment that they deliver. You know, they're a very, very honest group of players, you know. And we didn't get at it in that regard today. And, you know, we had to be at it in order to try and compete with Kerry.
So plenty to talk about Tuesday night.
Well, I mean, you know, we spoke to them in the pitch there, and we'll speak to them again now, you know. And once that's done and dusted, we'll look at the film, and, you know, and we'll have our analysis on that, and we'll see what can we improve, and we'll try and make things better for next weekend. And I mean, it's not about roaring and shouting, and it's not about being negative or anything like that. It's just taking the lessons, and there is a couple there, you know, that we will be bringing out of the game and learning from that and moving forward, you know, and trying to make it better for next week.